got in front of me my guest, who is Jackie Jope, and she's going to tell us all about Ai. And let's start with that.
Ai.
Yes.
Well, Ai is Japanese, and Japanese for the word love. So Ai is all about love, and I describe it as it's about the delicacy of love. The word delicacy used quite deliberately, because it's something that is palatable, tangible, something that you're wanting to taste, but also something very delicate, love. I think there is we struggle with relationships. It's the age-old classic story of how difficult it is for people to meet and remain in union when they meet. And that's what Ai is about.
Okay, but now that's the concept. Now, I also have, I said, I thought it was the title, I announced it as Ai, A Buto. And in fact, it's actually a buta dance.
Right.
So can you tell us what a buta dance is?
All right. No, so the I've got like a real attachment to Japan. I lived in Japan for a long time and for 8 years. And during that time, I learned buto. And buto is a Japanese contemporary dance form that is anti-Western aesthetics, off-center, works with ideas of deconstruction, abstraction, uncertainty, all the things that we don't want, that we don't see as dance in the West. And yet it's a very compelling dance form. And I am a specialist in buto. And so the work is a buto ballet. I don't call myself a buto dancer necessarily, because I hate singular descriptions. But it is those principles of buto. I draw into the way I construct my own work. And in this piece, I'm working with a ballet dancer. So I'm calling it a buto ballet. Ai is a buto ballet about the delicacy of love.
But there's not just dancers involved in this. Tell us more. Oh, I think we should start off by saying where it's going to be taking place.
It's going to be taking place at the Irma Stern Museum in the garden. I'll tell you why the garden and not inside the museum. But just to do three steps back, when you finished, when you played Brahms, you said an appropriate segue into Ai. And you won't believe how appropriate, because the other collaborator in Ai, besides the ballet dancer whose name is Alexandre Bourdin, a French ballet dancer who's come from France especially for this performance, is José Diaz. Many people will be familiar with José Diaz. He works a lot with Cape Town Opera, and currently he's doing the show Masterclass with Sandra Prinsloo. So José Diaz is the pianist in the performance, and we are playing a range of classical music from Debussy through to Avopert through to Bach. A range of classical music becomes the soundtrack, and there's a horse, a real live horse, hence the garden. So it's a wonderful mix of people.
And I presume the horse is your guest artist.
Who's the guest artist? I didn't catch
that.
The
horse.
The horse is the guest artist. The horse is the, yes, I would say that. But really a performer, part of the, like really integrated into the concept of the piece, and comes and performs. We perform together.
Okay. And tell us a bit more about José Diaz, because as you mentioned, that show has come to an end, I believe. We spoke about that as well on Fine Music Radio, and she's the accompanist for Masterclass, which is on. And by the way, I must tell you that I gather it is fully booked right out till the
end
of the
season. It's sold out, yes. It finishes on Saturday and it's sold out.
There you go. So I'm sure you're going to have sold out performances as well.
We bet, sir.
Well, with what you've been telling me and the way you project, I have no doubt. And some of the other things that you've been doing in Cape Town, since you're back?
I'm currently a senior lecturer in the Center for Theatre, Dance and Performance Studies at the University of Cape Town. And so I'm in a fortunate position, I guess, because my creative work is my research as well. So one of those positions where I say is fortunate, because what I do as an artist and what I do as an academic, it's completely integrated. So I'm living my best life at the moment.
And you also dancing at the UCT Irma Stern Museum.
Yes,
which also makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
It also helps out. But again, I must mention, I don't know if you'll be able to go because it's in the evening, but the current exhibition at the UCT Irma Stern Museum actually comes to the end this weekend on the 15th. So hurry along to that. The title is How I Began to Paint. And it was a celebration. It started last year, I think in December, celebrating the 50 years that the UCT has been running the UCT Ermiston Museum. And also it was 100 years. It was in 1922 that Ermiston had a first exhibition in Cape Town.
Wow.
So it was a very nice way of wrapping up 1922 into 23 with that. And you'll be doing your performance right there. But now let's just sum up again. So everybody's got this right. I, the delicacy of love.
Yes.
Love that. And Abuto is the type of dance that you learnt over the years that you spent in Japan.
Yes, it's Buto is the name of the dance form.
Okay.
I'm calling it a Buto ballet because there's a collaboration with myself and a ballet dancer, French ballet dancer Alexandre Bourdin, and the accompanist who's also performing in the show is José Diaz.
And what school did the horse go to? Sure, some academy of music, no doubt. we'll just have to wait and see what kind of a partner the horse turns out to be.
Oh, it's the kindest, most beautiful horse. And you know, the performance is all about how we need to open ourselves up to otherness. And that the only way we can get beyond ourselves is if we open ourselves and let other things and other elements in. And hence the delicacy. And hence the horse.
I think it's a very, very important message. Otherness is something that really needs to be addressed. So we're talking about the performance of I. It's going to be between the 17th and 21st. That includes the Saturday and the Sunday and the public holiday.
Correct.
Which is the 21st. It's on, the performances are at 7 in the evening. Important, the tickets are 250 Rand and available through Quicket.
Correct.
I'm going to repeat that. Quicket, at 250 Rand. Do book in advance, otherwise you're going to be disappointed. It's
yes.
At the UCT Ermiston Museum, and been speaking to Jackie Job.
Thank you.
FM.